I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, Iraq and the U.S. signed an agreement on withdrawing American troops. We'll hear more on that in just a few minutes. But first, there's been an uptick of violence in Iraq. After a year of marked improvement, this month has seen almost daily attacks on civilians and on Iraqi police. Today, there was a car bomb in the normally tranquil city of Sulaymaniyah, in the Kurdistan region of northern Iraq. Yesterday, Iraqi sources say that a bomb killed as many as 15 people in the town of Jalula. The town is made up of Arab and Kurdish residents, and it is in disputed territory along the Kurdish-controlled north. The World's Quill Lawrence made a visit there recently and sent us this report.
A dispute over real estate in a small town like Jalula is the sort of thing that can set one part of Iraq's army against another. A recent meeting in a government building in Jalula included an Arab general from the Iraqi army, the American commander of all U.S. forces in the north of Iraq, and the local Kurdish political boss. The run-down building used to be headquarters for Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, but after the U.S. invasion, the Kurds took it over. Now an order has come down from Baghdad for all political parties to move out of public buildings. But it's pretty clear that more is at stake here. When the head of the Kurdish party, Rafat Aga Amir, is asked why he's using the building, he goes into a speech about the long suffering of Kurds in Iraqi history. U.S. Army General Mark Hertling tries to get the meeting back on track.
Over the last several weeks, there has been some tensions that you all know about. It's been very concerning to me because all of the liberty and security for the people were at a very close edge to becoming undone by this tension.
Hertling referred to a standoff in the city of Hanakin just up the road from Jalula. The Kurdistan Regional Government has controlled Hanakin since the fall of Saddam Hussein and kept insurgent activity low. But in August, the Iraqi army moved into areas around the city and the Kurds immediately cried foul. A showdown built up between the two allied armies, with both sending reinforcements. For Baghdad, it was clear the Iraqi army must be free to move anywhere in Iraq. The Kurds, they said, were acting like a militia. For the Kurdish forces, the thought of Arab soldiers pushing them out of the city brought back horrible memories of the ethnic cleansing that killed at least 100,000 Kurds in the 1980s. That's according to Fuad Hussein, chief of staff to the Kurdish regional president.
Hanakin is one of the disputed areas, okay? When you bring an Iraqi army unit there, and I am from that city, I have seen Iraqi army killing Kurds as a child. I have seen Iraqi army destroying everything. Iraqi army, the old one, I'm not talking about the new one, it was an army against our people. It was an army which killed thousands of Kurds.
The staring contest has lasted for months now. The Kurds insist they're only protecting their rights under the new constitution. The government in Baghdad says it's only trying to assert its sovereignty over the country. Luckily, the troops on both sides have remained cool-headed despite angry statements by their respective politicians. But everything in this disputed area along the border of the Kurdistan region is now a square on the chessboard between Baghdad and the north. And that includes this old building in Jalula. After some terse words in Kurdish, Arabic, and English, the Kurdish party boss produces a lease and says he's been paying rent on this building. The army officer replies that Baghdad has seen the lease, determined it isn't legitimate, and insisted that the army enforce an order that the political parties be removed from all government buildings. Finally, the Kurd insists that Baghdad must notify the Kurdish president, Masoud Barzani. And once Barzani gives the order, the party will vacate the building. Both sides say they're standing on principle, but it leaves their American advisors to wonder why the Kurds are making such a big deal about keeping one building, and whether the government in Baghdad doesn't have much bigger things to worry about as well. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, embedded with U.S. forces, Jalula, Iraq.